This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's 747-8 freighter and its crew had to wait for the Puget Sound crud to burn off yesterday, but all reportedly went well during a 3.5-hour maiden flight starting and ending at Everett Field. Endeavour made what's expected to be NASA's last nighttime shuttle launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday morning, right on time in its rescheduled window at 4:14 a.m. Eastern. The Sunday launch was scrubbed for weather. The Lockheed Martin C-5M Super Galaxy has been cleared for active duty. The upgrade to the legacy military transport includes new engines and avionics. The plane broke 41 time-to-climb records in various payload classes back in September. In-situ says it has successfully flight-tested an EFI-HFE, or Electronic Fuel Injection Heavy Fuel Engine, on its Integrator unmanned aircraft. The company says the 40% improvement in mission endurance is just what the U.S. Navy wants. A new study predicts that if airlines can replace 30% of their Jet A consumption with biofuels by 2030, they'll save $5.8 billion a year. That includes savings in Europe's new carbon tax. Eurocopter says it has sold 12 EC-135s to Spain's Interior Ministry. Embraer has named Clay Lacy Aviation at Van Nuys its authorized service center for Phenom jets in Southern California. Embry-Riddle has contracted with UHI to offer helicopter flight training to students at its campus in Prescott, Arizona. And while the TSA rushes its new body scanners to airport checkpoints, people keep finding ways to get on the tarmac and stow away in airliner landing gear bays. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Max Trescott talks about new LSAs he flew at Sebring and his freshly minted seaplane certificate. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.